Welcome to eBooks for Fashion podcast, the fashion marketing podcast that will help you to start or to grow your fashion business today. Want to learn more? Visit our website ebooksforfashion.com where you will find lots of free resources for your fashion business. Thanks for listening! Episode 303. How to get anything you want in your fashion business and in life. Hello everyone and welcome back to the Fashion Marketing Podcast, a podcast sponsored by ebooksforfashion.com. Become a fashion boss, create the fashion business and life of your dreams. A community for fashion entrepreneurs or for who wants to start and grow a fashion business. I'm Maristella and I'm your host here at the Fashion Marketing Podcast. So today I'm so excited to share some actionable tips to help you thrive in your fashion business and personal life. Here's a few tips. First, create a strategic planning for your fashion business. So today I just want to share something that is very valuable because I think that the next year must be amazing. Amazing in everything, in your fashion business and in your life. That's why these few tips are very, very powerful and I think that you can try to take these tips and to try on your fashion business and your life, as I do for my businesses and my life. So first, create a strategic planning for your fashion business. Set clear and achievable goals for the year that are aligned with you and your energy. Remember, your energy is precious and it's what moves us every day. So we must take care of our energy every single day. So develop a fashion marketing strategy that aligns with current fashion industry trends, but most of all, that aligns with your values, mission, vision, story, and your goals. Regularly evaluate and adjust your fashion business plan for optimal performance. Your fashion business plan serves as your dynamic roadmap. Regular updates to it are important to maintaining a diary, revealing a clear vision of areas for improvement or affirmation within your business. So that's very important to create a strategic planning for your fashion business. So think ahead, think before making any plans and create something that is aligned with, first of all, with your energy and your life. And I think your fashion business plan must be something like your diary. Don't be afraid to have a fashion business plan because it's like to have an assistant that is helping you to have a clear vision of what's happening in your business and your life, of course. Second step, strengthen your online presence and personal brand in your fashion business. Leverage social media platforms to connect with your audience. Forge a robust connection with your audience by treating them as your closest confidants and allies. As you remember, I told you many times, your dream customers are like your best friends. So think and talk like them. Make sure that you know everything about them and think that you can solve their problems, give them benefits with your offer, and also satisfy their needs, and be an helper, not a seller, but an helper. Optimize your website for a seamless user experience. User experience should be your first priority. Explore influencer partnerships to expand your reach. Collaborating with the right influencers has the potential to significantly enhance your brand awareness. Third step, focus on personal development. This is my favorite part. Prioritize self-care and mental well-being. I'm personally incorporating mindfulness practices in both my fashion businesses and life. Honestly, I want just to share a secret, but I'm taking a training to become a mindfulness coach as well, because I want really to incorporate mindfulness as much as possible in my life, for my fashion business, but for my personal life as well, but also for my family and my daughter as well. Invest time in learning and skill development. Currently, I'm immersing myself in the Russell Brunson Marketing Trilogy. That's very important for me, because I keep learning and I want to do the best to serve you, to serve my customer and my audience, ensuring a daily commitment to expanding my knowledge. So cultivate a positive mindset to navigate challenges effectively. Embrace the perspective of seeing everything through rose-colored glasses. I always think to watch the life and everything around us through pink glasses. It means finding a silver lining even in the most challenging situations. Fourth, embrace sustainability in your business. Explore eco-friendly sourcing and production methods. Delve into sustainable sourcing and production methods, extending beyond fashion products to encompass eco-friendly practices in fashion services as well. Communicate your commitment to sustainability to attract conscious consumers. Stay informed about sustainable practices within the fashion industry. So make sure that you put sustainability as a priority in your fashion business. And the last tip, the fifth one, network and collaborate. Seek collaborations with other businesses and influencers. Establish a supportive community where individuals come together to exchange insights and experiences. Foster a movement of like-minded people relied under your unique motto. So movement of like-minded people like you, under your unique motto. Just remember what we said in a previous episode about the motto, which is your motto, and create a movement of people around your business, your fashion product or service business, your brand, people that are really, they put their heart in what they do, under the same values as yours. Remember, success is a journey, not a destination. I'm here to support you every step of the way. If you have any specific questions or need the further guidance, please feel free to reach me out. So I wish you a year filled with growth, creativity and prosperity, of course. And remember, become a fashion boss, create the fashion business and life of your dreams. If you need further assistance or want to deepen your knowledge, consider exploring our online courses and mentoring programs at ebooksforfashion.com. It's a valuable resource for refining your skills and taking your fashion business to new heights. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please check the links in the show notes, because I'm going to put everything there, what I just mentioned in this podcast episode. And I'm so excited for a new year that is coming, but most of all, I'm excited to help you, to support you, to create the fashion business and life of your dreams. Thank you so much for listening, and I talk to you in the next episode. Bye for now. Bye.